You're listening to the HealthWorks radio show here on CKNW with pharmacist Alan Glasser of Mark's Pharmacy in Delta. As well, Larry Weber's with us, who's a life coach for adults and seniors with Dr. William Sears and a certified supplement nutritionist. This segment's also going to be, it's going to be enlightening and hopefully inspiring as well for you. We're trying to figure out how to avoid the hospital, how to avoid getting sick. And the number one way to do that is investing in your health. And Alan and Larry have some great ideas on ways that you can do that easily. Alan?
Thank you, Lillian. You know, Larry, we've mentioned this book called The Silent Fire by Dr. Shipley Ravella. And she wrote it now, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. But the main premise of the book is this, and her clinical experience and the science behind it is that inflammation, whether extremely low inflammation or even high inflammation, is the main cause, the main stealer of our health. So knowing that, the doctors pinpointed what the problem is, what do we need to change, okay? What can we do to reduce inflammation in our body? And that's the key insight that the doctor brings to your health challenges. So if you want to reduce, inflammation in your body, number one, you can Google all those foods, especially sugar, that will increase inflammation in our body. And, number one is carbohydrates. Again, in too much amount. And number two is you need to take supplements that will reduce inflammation in our body. The class of supplements are called antioxidants. And one of the most potent antioxidants to help us is NAD+, which is in mitonitro, which take on a regular basis, it definitely I've seen people de-age when they take that. The second thing that I've seen really massively help people is that when you have an injury, which all happens, you drop something, you bump a knee, elbow, wrist, and it blows up and boom, you've got inflammation and swelling and you're in pain. How does the body heal? Well, it releases its own natural healing cells. And they're called stem cells. They are made in your large bones and your pelvis from when you're born to when you die. But you release if you release 100% of them when you're 20 and you just recover quickly, great. By the time you're 65, you're lucky to release 10% of them. Well, we now know that when you take Stem Enhance Ultra for the next 3 hours, you release anywhere from 25 to 50% more stem cells from your own reservoir. You got a reservoir of 125 million stem cells are available to be released. And of course, we release far fewer of them when we age. That's why it takes so long to heal. These stem cells go to the site, they duplicate themselves for 5 to 7 days, die off, and you need to supplement. You need to get more of them being released. This is the key takeaway, that eating the right foods, high antioxidants, again, basically fresh fruits and veggies. But again, you can look on Google and find out which foods are high in antioxidants. And then you want to heal. And you want to have energy, because you'll need energy to get these healing cells to work. So Larry, there's a book called The Healing Cell. Can you share the original quote? I think the Pope wrote a little introduction there.
Well, Pope Benedict the 16th read this book, very interested in health. He's got three doctors involved here, and he said, "You people need to study the latest things that are happening in the stem cell business." And he talks about that hospitals are using it for spinal cord injuries, burns, and all that, we should not be afraid of the stem cells that they're doing, but explore and get at peace with it, and then open the door then to the healing possibility of stem cells. And she said in there that they were discovering that elderly patients struggling through the dailies and wheelchairs and other, while others ran marathons. And she says the hallmarks of aging is a smaller number of stem cells in the body. And her point is the same as in the healing cell, we need to do everything we can to keep our stem cells up as we age.
That's really good. How is it that one person at 65 or 70 can look like a 50-year-old? Another person, 65 or 70, can look like a 95-year-old? Well, it comes down to inflammation in the body. And one of the key things of helping the body heal is releasing these stem cells. High potency antioxidants are needed. The enzymes that release the stem cells from the bone marrow, that's what's needed. And then you got to clear out the dead wood. And that means you need enzymes. So we have that whole protocol available at Mark's Pharmacy, 80th 120th Street in Delta. The key, and the other thing is, in the space of 30 seconds, it costs you $20, either for one person or two. I can tell you what your own internal age is. So I have met clients who are 80, and they look like a 39-year-old on the inside. And we're actually checking how fast the blood flows from your heart to the tip of your finger. The more flexible your arteries, the less inflammation there is in there, and the younger, therefore, you look on the inside. And I have consistently seen clients who go on this protocol, Stem Enhance Ultra protocol, and de-age after anywhere, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, they start de-aging. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, you'll start to de-age, you'll start to decrease the inflammation in your body. Make sure your arteries are more flexible. Obviously, if your arteries are more flexible, it's obvious to me, your blood pressure probably will improve. Makes a huge difference to you. Decrease your risk. When the blood pressure is on the lower range, your risks of strokes and heart attacks go massively down. When we decrease inflammation in the body, the things that can go wrong massively go down. We now know that having a stroke or a heart attack is an inflammatory event. Well, if we can reduce the inflammation in your body, we absolutely reduce the risk of that from happening. Now, it's never going to go to zero because we all have a best before date. But at least if you want to, as we age, we all want healthy aging. We all want to maintain our energy, which is super important, and our ability to move. Larry?
Well, that's the key. You met my good friend Mike Ulrich. I think he's 86 years old, still flying. He's pressurized 210. He's out haying every year because he's got a whole bunch of horses, mules for hunting. And he raises his own hay and throws those big bales, 80-pound bales, into his barn and all that. But he is a very into health and inflammation and all that. So we choose how we're going to age by our diets and with our supplements that boost the stem cells, you're going to age better. I mean, that's what the books say.
That's it. And this is absolutely right. I know I read something Dr. Christian DePoe said that they tested 500 people for a year after they did a stem cell supplement. And they compared it to the regular population. And the people who stimulated their own stem cells were healthier than those who did not. That's the bottom line. So they had fewer diseases, fewer, bouts of viruses, colds, flus, whatever. So just on a basic level, even if you took one or two of these things a day, you would help your own body heal and protect you. Elaine?
You're listening to pharmacist Alan Glasser from Mark's Pharmacy in Delta. The website, markspharmacydelta.com. The location is 80th and 120th Street. You're listening to the HealthWorks Radio Show here on CKNW.